friends, we up till now seen and discussed many things in respect of mergers and acquisitions, various financing of sex aspects, or there may be merger, there may be a takeover, there might be acquisitions. But question comes, are these are only the options for the financing the companies, or merger and alternatives, merger and acquisitions are only the options to the companies to have the to become a stronger and financially stronger institution or company? The answer is no. There are some other alternatives also to the mergers and acquisitions where companies can look into. In this chapter, we are going to discuss these alternatives to mergers and acquisitions. So our objective will be to understand the strategic alternatives which are available to the companies apart from the mergers and acquisitions. So this concept types rationally behind divestitures is required to be understood first. Then its nature, benefit, limitation, etc., including the highlights of Indian regulatory restrictions and the technological and risk management options available for divestitures. Okay, so to understand the best practices also is also forming the part of our discussion. So this is our objective of today's discussion. Please. Now our presentation is considering all these points. Our presentation will cover concept types, reasons and benefits of divestitures. Okay, then strategic alliance, like-minded companies, strategic alliance. Then types of strategic alliances, implications, its benefit, weakness and weakness of the strategic alliance, and strategic management of alliance and internal development. So considering this presentation structure, now we can, in the introductory part, we can say that the corporate world, which is widely recognized as a powerful companies, for achieving their growth, they have options of mergers, acquisitions, takeover, amalgamation, etc., etc. So, but merger and acquisition transactions are not always the most appropriate for feasible options. So, the companies frequently explore the alternatives to this merger and acquisitions and divestitures, as well as strategic alliance and internal development. These are the three options available to them to achieve the strategic objective, right? So first we will see divestitures. What is this divestiture? Concept is very clear. Unlike the mergers or acquisitions, which are oriented towards the expansion and consolidation, divestitures represent a form of corporate contraction or restructuring within the company. So divestitures may take several forms. There may be sale of business unit to another company, or the spin-off of the subsidiary, establish the subsidiary into an independent as an independent entity, or transfer of assets to a joint venture. So these are various options available, and that is forming the part of restructuring, which is also called as a divestitures, right? Now, in Indian context, divestitures have gained prominence in both public and private sectors. So public sector undertaking, that is PSU, private sector undertaking also, they can, the restructuring happens. Then types, what there are various types of divestitures or restructuring process. Now first, as I explained, is the asset sale. In that, It involves the direct sale of the specific assets or specific division or the business unit to another company. Right? Thereafter, if this unit is not performing well, then they can sell it. So, further future losses will be restored. Okay. Then spin-off. Spin-off is nothing but parent company creates new independent company by divestituting the shares of the subsidiary to its existing shareholders. Then split-off. Spin-off is establishing. Split-off means completely altogether it's a different, separate. It becomes separate. So, the shareholders of the parent company are offered the option to exchange their shares in parent for shares in the subsidiary. That is called split-off. Then equity carve-out. Equity carve-out is nothing but it is a partial IPO. It is just like a partial IPO, initial public offer. The parent company sells the minority stake. Many times you are reading in the newspaper that sale of minority stake, usually which is less than 20% of the subsidiary to a public through an initial public offer. So in between any IPO comes, that time this happens, that is partial IPO. The joint venture divestiture. Joint venture means a company contributes assets, divisions or business units to newly form a joint venture with another firm. Then management buyout. A form of a divestiture where the business unit is sold to its existing management and which is often backed by the private equity financing. Then liquidation. This involves the complete shutdown and the sale of the business assets, typically when it is not viable or it is not working properly, not viable as ongoing concern. The choice of divestiture or restructuring depends upon various forms. That may be strategic intent, it may be financial need, there may be regulatory environment which prompts to divestiture. Then regulatory environment consists of SEBI guidelines or spin-off and IPOs, CCI approval, RBI foreign investment rules, tax and accounting consideration under Indian corporate law. Now reasons for divestitures. Divestiture is not always a signal of weakness. Generally, what happens, no? If these things happens, people may say that they say there is something wrong or loss making in the company. But it is not always all the time, it is not correct. Rather, it is increasingly used as a proactive strategic tool. This is a proactive strategic tool by corporation to enhance its efficiency, financial flexibility and shareholders value. So, companies divest for a variety of reasons. What are the reasons for divestiture? The reason, first one is a strategic reason. Strategic reason consists of focus on core competency. For that, separate unit may be required. So, focus on core competency. Then there may be portfolio restructuring. Companies have a different portfolios. So, their portfolio needs to be restructured. Then growth alignment. Divestiture allows separation of high growth business, right, from mature or declining ones. This enables the tailoring strategies for each, right? Then financial reasons. Strategic reason we have seen. Now, financial reason, what are the reasons for the divestiture? Under financial reasons, the debt reduction. Debt required to be reduced, that is, cash proceeds from the divestitures are often used to pay down the debt and strengthen the balance sheet. Then unlocking the share value. Unlocking share value means it is divestiture, especially in spin-off or carve-out, helps in the transparent valuation and subsidiaries that may otherwise remain undervalued within the conglomerate structure. Right? Then raising the capital. Raising the capital also one of the reasons why there will be divestitures. Then regulatory and legal reasons. Another reason is regulatory. Or there may be regulatory requirement. Then in this, antitrust and competition law compliance. Companies may require to regulate such a Competition Commission of India's guidelines. Then FEMA and RBI guidelines. Restrictions are under FEMA and RBI regulates the foreign ownership, sometimes necessitate the restructuring and partial divestiture of foreign stakes. Then SEBI and the listing requirement. Regulatory obligation may be compelled to companies to divest and carve out the subsidiaries to meet the public listing norm. Now, coming down to another reason is the operational reason. See, there may be an underperformance of the business units. That may be one of the reason for divestiture. Then technological obsolescence. Technological obsolescence happens when the business that cannot keep pace with the technological disruption. That may be carved out or it may be sold. Then managerial efficiency. Large conglomerates often struggle with the over-diversification. Divestiture streamline the operation and decision-making. Then risk management reasons are also there, which consist of exposure to the volatile sector, then geopolitical and policy risk, corporate governance and ESG compliance that may be requiring the divestiture or restructuring of the company's unit or company or units. Then shareholders and the market pressure. That may be also one of the reasons for your divestiture or restructuring. Activist investors. Shareholders' activism often pushed the firm to divest the underperforming or non-core business. Then market signaling. Divestitures can serve as a positive signal for the management commitment to disciplined capital allocation. Regulatory framework. Regulatory framework also sometimes push for the restructuring. Then policy framework, that is the Government of India Strategic Disinvestment Policy. And then technological trend. These are some of the reasons why there will be divestiture. Now, what could be the benefits of the divestitures? Benefit consists of, one is a financial benefit, where debt reduction and balance sheet is getting strengthened. Second, enhanced cash flow. Divestiture provides immediate liquidity, so which can be reinvested into the higher yielding opportunities. Then unlocking the hidden value. Many subsidiaries remain undervalued. So when it is unlocked, it can be diversified with the conglomerates. Then strategic benefits consist of focus on core competencies, which enables the management to dedicate the time, resources, and innovation capacity to high priority business areas. Then improved strategic flexibility. Here, divestiture free from the low growth or high risk industries, allowing entry into more dynamic market. Then reputation and the market signaling, which demonstrate the management commitment to the disciplined portfolio management. Then operational benefits. Operational benefits consist of efficiency and productivity gains. Second is the managerial focus. And third one is a technological realignment. These are operational benefits for the company after restructuring or divestiture. Regulatory and compliance benefits are also several. Because after doing the divestiture, it will meet the competition and antitrust requirement that may be mandated during mergers and acquisition to avoid the monopolistic dominance. So proactive compliance enhances the regulatory goodwill. Then fulfill the government disinvestment objective. This may be the government of India may be directing to disinvest the shareholding of certain promoters or whatever it may be, right? So that is also one of the benefit. Then ESG. ESG and sustainability alignment. Divesting the carbon intensive or socially unsustainable business helps to meet the ESG mandate. Risk management benefit consists of lower exposure to volatile industries, improved corporate governance, and the shareholder benefit is the value realization. Shareholders gain when the divested investing entities are spun off as a separately listed companies. They often leading to the higher combined valuation. Then wealth creation through the special dividend and buybacks. Then there will be better transparency. Investor get the clear insight what is happening in the company. Then national and economic benefit. As far as public sector divestiture are concerned, national and economic benefits consist of government revenue generation, improved efficiency in public enterprises, boosting the capital market. These are some of the benefits of the divestitures. Now, after the divestiture or split, or maybe you can say restructuring, there will be another area where company can look into for better performance, and that is nothing but it is a strategic alliance. Divestiture complete, we have discussed. Now, strategic alliance. Strategic alliance is a special kind of alliance, you know, like-minded people, like they come together and they do certain business or certain things, right? Like that, there will be an alliance in the companies also, which is called as a strategic alliance. So, a strategic alliance is a voluntary and formal informal arrangement between two or more firms that agree to share the resources, capabilities, activities to achieve the mutually beneficial objectives and without engaging in full merger and acquisition or permanent equity combination. Right? So, unlike the merger and acquisition, which involves the complete ownership transfer or consolidation, strategic alliance preserve the legal and operational independence of each partner while enabling them to collaborate on the specific project market and technologies. Certain key characteristic features we will understand now about the strategic alliance. The key characteristic feature, first one is a mutual benefit. Each partner contributes complementary strength. So, there will be a benefit to both the companies or both the partners. Then, shared risk and rewards. Partners distribute the cost, risk and benefit to joint activities. Then, flexibility. The alliance can short-term or long-term. There will be flexibility. How long we can stick to that stand, right? Then, independence. Unlike merger and acquisition, firms remain autonomous. They retain control over their core business. But since they are like-minded, they exchange or share the views for the mutual benefits. Then varied structure. It is ranging from contractual agreement to equity-based joint venture. It depends on how they are agreed to perform. Now, second one is importance in modern business. Because the Indian firms are alliances. They often provide access to the international market, advanced technology, and the global network without heavy capital expenditure. As far as India is concerned, the automobile sector, like Maruti Suzuki's long-standing collaboration with the Suzuki Motor Corporation of Japan, our technology sector, where Bharti Airtel alliances with the Singtel for the telecom, right? The defense sector, there is a strategic partnership under the Make in India program, where the foreign defense majors ally with the Indian companies for manufacturing. And in energy sector, Reliance alliances with BP for exploration and distribution in India.